Yeah.
Like, yer.
It plays.
Yeah, I know.
That picture we had, the special picture
I know.
On last episode.
I know.
When really you go to the app, the podcast app, it yeah. shows the normal picture, which is whatever.
Yeah.
And then, although I kind of wish.
No.
You don't want to like.
Nope.
Leave it as the main picture. And then like for the week, it's the main picture.
Nope.
And then the next week it changes and it continually changes.
Nope.
You want to have the space boys always?
Yep. I am not fucking doing that.
Why not? Is it hard? Is it a lot of work?
It's not a lot of work. What are you talking about? That means
it's harder to make it the main picture as opposed to the episode picture?
That means every time I would have to go in there and change the header.
Yeah, but that can't be more than a couple clicks.
You want to do it?
No, but I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you want to do it, go right ahead.
No, I was just commenting on. Here's my first attempt. This is actually a cool picture. I just made this.
Oh, I like that.
You like that,
dude? Actually, I really do like that.
I like that a lot. It's yep. actually pretty good.
You
know what I learned?
What's up, boo?
We should not generate pictures with humans in them.
Oh, okay.
Because it fucks up the humans. But like this one, for example, I typed in
Space
this.
Force.
No, I typed in this, and I got actually a pretty nice picture.
You should type in Space Force.
Hold on. I want to see. You know what this looks like, though?
Space Force.
This looks like a farm grain silo with a rocket on it or something. Like, it doesn't look like a rocket.
What was that movie? Wasn't there a movie that had that? Or was it around a town? What was it called? It was an actual, like, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
You should.
Well, I don't.
What's that movie? It's like a... Tell me the movie, Mikey. Tell me the movie. Move me. I want to move you. Wait,
what are you talking about?
It's like a movie. It's
about what?
About a rocket ship.
Interstellar?
No. It's a movie... It's a. The fuck is going on, brother? Oh, shit.
What's a good format for me to save pictures? PNG?
PNG okay. or a JPEG?
I'll save in PNG.
PNG or a JPEG?
What does PNG stand for? Ping.
I don't know. Let's look it up. I can look it up for you.
Ping.
What does PNG stand for?
It's hot,
it's not warm. Portable network graphics.
Cool. Boom. I like it.
What?
What did you want me to type in this time?
What do you mean?
What did you want me to type in this time?
I don't remember. What did it just happen?
What?
What did I say?
No, you were like telling me you wanted me to type in something else.
I did?
Wow.
I don't remember, brother.
Can I finish this song?
Sure. We're not copyrighted or anything. This is the new Rufus the Soul song.
I just want to see.
If you don't like Rufus the Soul, you can go fuck yourself. Right, Mike?
Okay.
What are you saying? Eh. Like, you don't care about
people
Rufus
can
the
like
Soul?
What they like.
You're right. Yeah. When we're together. Just dropped today. I think
Terry's
I know.
Terry's first instinct, every time he's like getting off, not getting off, but like getting off
on the fat bitch,
but like dancing to music, it's like he goes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I could be the best hype man ever. Rocket ship movie in a small potato town.
Potato town.
Yeah, potato.
Like they grow potatoes?
Potato, yeah, town. I think it was a potato town. Oh, October Sky.
Oh.
That's what it's called, yeah. Yeah, this is the movie. You want to play the trailer after this?
Isn't that an old movie?
It's a true story of a Homer Hackam. A coal miner's son who was inspired by the first Sputnik launch to take his rocketry against the father's wishes. Music is better. Yeah. This is a banger.
That's okay.
You can suck a dick. Oh, I didn't know Jake Gyllenhaal was in this movie. Did you? He plays Homer. He plays the young kid. Yo, anybody want to know what the top?
I like this album. Movie. I like the album color.
The album art.
This. That's kind of nice.
It seems like it just went like this. It just swiped down from flowers and just called it a day.
Yeah, it's vibey. Bow, new,
new. I wonder if they bought a subscription to that. Do you think so? To the New York Times?
Yeah, I think Riley did last weekend because he's like, yo, he just did it. And they're like, yo, Riley, you buy your own money? He's like, yeah, dog. He's like, you the man, dog.
So what do you think the top 10?
It's okay.
What do you think the top 10 movies are right now?
In the world?
In the world.
Like theaters?
Most popular movies as determined by IMDb's users.
Like of all time?
No. Just right now.
Dune?
Right now.
Dune?
Not in the top 10.
Really?
Nope. It's out. It's 11.
Damn. I don't actually know. I don't really watch movies that come out new, so I don't really know what's out.
All right.
Besides Dune Part 2.
All right. Ready?
I really haven't seen a whole
lot. The first one is Hitman.
I don't know what that.
The second one is Bad
Boys. Wait. Stop.
Bad Boys Ride or Die.
A new Hitman came out? Like the bald guy with the pistol?
No, different. Oh. It's a Netflix
Netflix movie?
Oh. It has that one girl.
Cool. Well, okay.
What's her name?
That doesn't help a lot.
Adria?
What?
Arja? I cannot pronounce that.
That's her full name or her first name?
Her first name is spelled... Is it Adria? Adria?
Is it A-D-R-I-A?
Yeah.
That's Adria.
Adria Arjona?
I don't recognize that name.
Is this girl?
Should I pull up?
This girl.
No, no more. She looks a lot like that one chick.
Oh, good call, dude.
What's her name? Ana de Armas?
Ana de Armas?
That when you showed me that picture, what I saw was Ana de Armas. I don't know who that lady is. They looked similar.
But yeah, I was thinking of the October Sky. But number one is Hitman. Number two is Bad. It was really weird.
I saw the Bad Boys
bad
trailer
boys,
during
ride
the
or
basketball
die.
Games.
Ride or Die.
Yeah.
Who won? Mavericks? Celtics?
No. Celtics in five.
Damn.
4-1.
Damn. You know,
Celtics were hot.
Inside Out 2.
What did you say?
Inside Out 2.
October Sky.
October Sky. Fast and the Furious Mad Max Saga.
What?
It's called
The Fast and the Furious?
Fiosa.
The Fast and the Furious?
No, I just made that up.
Oh.
Fiosa, Mad Max Saga, Under Paris, The Watchers, The Fall Guy.
The Watchers?
The Watchers.
What is The Watchers?
I will look. The Fall Guys, Godzilla Minus One, and Civil War, and Inside Out.
Oh, so yeah.
I kind of want to see Civil War.
Yeah, I was about to say, the only movie in that list that I've even heard of, really, that I wanted to see
I've seen Inside Out.
Was Civil War, and I was going to rent it on, like, Apple, but it still wasn't out yet, so it was, like, $20 to rent it because it's in theaters or something like that, and I was like, I'm going to wait.
What is The Watcher? A young artist gets stranded in an extensive... what?
I don't know that I've ever seen.
Immaculate forest in Western Ireland, where after finding shelter, she becomes trapped among three strangers, stalked by a mysterious creature each night.
Huh. I don't think I've ever seen October Sky. Have you seen it?
I think I have school.
In school?
Yeah. You know, back in the day where they actually, you know.
I never watched movies in school.
What? Bruh.
Well, I didn't go to elementary school.
I did.
Is that where you watched it?
Even in high school, I watched movies.
I don't remember that. Was it your leg?
That's not my leg.
It's not my dick. Or is it?
Imagine if it was.
October. Just for reference, this movie came out in 1999, it says. By the Soviet Sputnik as
it traverses the October sky. Do you see Sputnik over the
Is that Vladimir Putin right there?
Yep.
Is that Vladimir Putin?
I think it's so. Mr. Sputnik. Oh, yeah, I need to send you this photo.
Did you see Sputnik go over the other night? Anywhere
what an adorable little boy so Jake Gyllenhaal exactly was.
Yep. Little known fact that he's going to go to Brokeback Mountain.
We got rock and roll.
But to Homer Hickam, it was the future.
Sputnik is a milestone in history.
And just sent you the photo. A way out.
College scholarships for winning a science fair?
I'm going to build a rocket.
I'm going to build a rocket.
Take an interest in your own town.
Just don't bug yourself up.
Nah. Hey, should we get behind something?
Oh, damn.
What do you want to know about rockets?
Everything.
A lucky one will get out on a football scholarship.
How about I believe in the unlucky ones?
You better have a talk with your son, Elsie. He's out of control.
Would you please sign my newspaper?
I'll sign your newspaper.
This is great, Riley.
Huh? I learned everything. I didn't even see what she looked like. Hold on.
Who?
The girl. I turned away.
We're talking with your son, Elsie. He's out of control.
Would you please sign my newspaper?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is great, Miss Riley. I learned everything.
Appreciated for the mind.
Y'all thank the good Lord that you didn't kill anybody.
Things are bad at the mine. Daddy's stuck in the middle.
Well, you put all this nonsense behind you, Homer.
It isn't nonsense.
Sure was exciting watching your rockets go up.
I know I'm going to be a miner. I've known my entire life.
It's so funny how, like, from the acting we have today, from, like, late 90s and beyond.
Joe Johnston film.
Coal mine's your life. It's not mine.
Universal Pictures presents the true story of a boy who risked everything for a dream.
You want to get out of here so bad, then go. Go!
Yeah, I'll go! I won't even look back!
Sometimes, you just can't listen to what anybody else says. You just gotta listen inside.
This spring, turn your eyes to the sky and
turn your
watch
eyes
what
to
happens
the sky
when everything you believe in soars.
I think we got a chance.
October Sky.
It's a... Wait, I thought he was gonna like go on to be some like NASA person.
A Homer Hickam.
But it doesn't show that in the movie.
Homer,
or does it?
Hickam.
I think this is the end.
I think this is just a true story of just. Oh, he's still alive.
But did he actually end up in the movie going to NASA or something and launching rockets?
Let me look what happened to him. Let me look what Let me look what happened to. Dude, this dude. His name is Homer Hadley Hickam Jr. He's an American author, Vietnam War veteran, and a former NASA engineer who trained the first Japanese astronaut.
Wow.
Wait, is this actually true? Yeah, this is a true guy.
Wait, is this actually true?
His 1998 memoir, Rocket Boys, also published as October Sky, was a New York Times bestseller before Amazon came in. Actually, Amazon was there. Hickam's body of written work also includes several additional best-selling memoirs and novels, including Josh Thurlow.
You had it right the first time.
Josh Thurlow.
That sounds right.
And then all the other stuff. But it looks like... So his career was in 1964 to 1970. He was in the United States Army Aviation and Missile Command in Huntsville.
Where they all go, Huntsville, Alabama.
And then from 1971 to 1998, he was worked at NASA as a Marshall Space Flight Center, or worked at Marshall Space Flight Center in 1980 as an aerospace engineer.
That's Alabama.
And then science payloads and extravehicular activities. Other shit. Diver, astronaut, crews trained for numerous space lab, space shuttle missions, including the Hubble Space Telescope development and two Hubble repair missions, Space Lab J, which was the first Japanese astronaut, and Solar Max repair mission prior to his retirement from NASA in 1980. Hickam was the payload training manager for the International Space Station program. So, yeah, this dude went...
I never saw that movie. But in the movie, did he go to NASA?
I think he won. So at the beginning of the movie, it says there's a scholarship, and I think he won a scholarship.
But in the movie, does it show only his town?
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't show his
Hickam
literal
attended
life.
Virginia Tech in 1960 and joined the schools of corps of candidates in his junior year, and he and a few classmates designed a cannon for football games and school functions. They named the cannon Skipper in honor of JFK. Skipper was cast of brass collected from the candidates and has become an icon at Virginia Tech. Hickam graduated in 1964 with a bachelor's of science degree in industrial engineering.
Industrial engineering, wow.
Yeah. Says that he became an amateur rock builder, called themselves the Big Creek Missile Agency. Many generations of designs qualified in 1960 National Science Fair and won a gold and silver medal in an area of propulsion. So there you go.
What, sounds like a cool guy.
He's still alive. He's 81 years old.
Just chilling.
And he lives, I don't know where he lives, but he has two spouses, and it looks like he has no kids. Yeah, doesn't say anything about his kids. All right, there you go. Now you know everybody knows about Homer Hickam. What an exciting movie it is.
Is it good?
I don't know.
It's rated PG. I bet it's fucking boring.
Oh, dude, it's hella boring. It's like PG nowadays, you can say one cuss word or some shit. There's no cut. You can say, I don't give a damn.
Here you go. Another fucking plane falling down.
Yeah!
FAA is investigating why a Southwest Airlines.
Oh, Lord.
Fuck.
Oh, Lord, Mikey.
Not falling down.
Oh, Lord, Mikey.
FAA is investigating why a Southwest Airlines jet came dangerously close to the ground.
Dangerously close.
When approaching its destination.
What's dangerously close to the ground?
500 feet?
What's even more unsettling here is that it's not the first time that's happened.
First time? This is the first time that's happened?
Flight mishap.
Oh, you motherfucker.
This is Southwest Airlines Flight 4069 over Yukon, Oklahoma, Wednesday, about 9 miles from
grapes?
The airport in Oklahoma City.
Are they bad grapes?
You went way over there.
Are these good grapes or bad grapes?
They're good.
Did you eat that?
What, the pretzel?
Yeah. You're fat.
You're talking to the person that's weighs 175. You know what I'm saying?
Is that good?
I mean, it's not bad.
It's not great, though. It's not bad, but it's not great.
It's not 90 pounds. Like 190.
Is that what you used to be?
Yeah. I almost weighed like 200 pounds, brother.
Just after midnight local time, air traffic control warned the pilots of a low altitude alert, asking the crew, you good out there?
Yeah.
525 feet over a neighborhood, which is crazy.
Which is like hella loud.
Not allowed.
According to live.
Who says it's not allowed?
I think like there's whatever rules about like certain zones where you can't fly certain altitudes.
You mean it's always that way? It's always been that way?
Huh.
Flight Radar 24 reveals that the jet, which took off from Las Vegas, came within 525 feet of the ground before climbing briefly and then safely landing. The FAA
like
confirmed
in a twirl.
Statement Thursday that it's investigating the incident.
After
Southwest Airlines says it's working with the agency to understand and address any irregularities with the aircraft's approach
they
to
fell
the
asleep,
airport.
100%.
It's the second frightening descent by a Southwest jet since April,
yeah,
when a flight landing
our boy.
In Hawaii went as low.
Who's our boy?
Hope it wasn't our boy.
Who's our boy?
Chris.
Oh.
It wasn't our boy.
Oh, it's like, wait, I'm fucking R-worded. Retarded. Yeah,
hope it's not
be.
Our boy.
Could be.
No, I hope not.
400 feet.
Could, though.
It could be.
It's the same airplane that he flies and the same carrier.
Uh-huh. That's why I said, hope it's not our boy.
Before climbing after an aborted landing attempt.
That's crazy that
the
I know. I have a friend
in both
that works,
cases are Boeing
like, flies
737
airplanes.
Models. And while the cause of these two descents has not been determined,
too soon?
They come as Boeing is mired in previous safety and quality control mishaps.
Oh.
The company.
That's how you check it, by the way. You just walk up and you look
just
around.
Grab, you just look around.
And you just kind of touch it and pray.
Quality
like crushing.
Now, that guy's like, I know how it feels.
CEO faced harsh bipartisan criticism on Capitol Hill Tuesday.
This hearing is a moment of reckoning.
You don't recognize the Boeing that has airplanes falling out of the sky?
Our culture is far from perfect.
Hold on.
But we are taking action.
Can you go back to that person's name?
Which one? Is here?
Yeah, keep going.
Tuesday.
I'll tell you when to stop.
This hearing is a moment of
reckoning. Keep going. No, keep going.
Reckoning. You don't recognize
nope.
The Boeing that has airplanes falling.
Stop. Senator
Hawley?
Hawley?
Yeah.
You dumb.
Is he dumb?
It didn't fall from the sky. It didn't go into like a tailspin.
You don't recognize the Boeing that has airplanes falling out of the sky?
Our culture.
Dude, you're dumb.
That guy is pretty stupid.
You're stupid.
I don't like that guy.
Far from perfect.
I just want to let you know, Senator Hawley or Hawkey or whatever the fuck
I actually watched a fair amount of this thing.
Yeah.
Hearing.
What is his name? Senator.
And I was listening to the parts with Hawley talking, and I was like, I wanted to just like dropkick that dude because he was.
I really want to look this. Senator Hawley.
He's from
Josh Hawley.
Missouri, I think. Missouri.
Josh Hawley. He is from.
Thought it was Missouri.
Politician, lawyer, Missouri. Yep. So he's okay. A senator from Missouri.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mr. Josh Hawley, you're stupid.
Do you want to see him talking?
You're dumb.
Here you
go. No. I don't want to hear him talking because he's just going to say. Airplanes are falling from the sky. I just want you to know if an airplane actually fell from the sky.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It would literally fall. It would go into a tailspin, and that's how it falls from the sky. That motherfucking airplane was floating, gliding through the sky. Not falling, sir.
That you get paid.
It was currently. Descending.
Senator, that's...
can you go back? That motherfucker smirked. You see that?
Which one?
Go back. Watch him. Watch him when they. I'll be quiet, but he'll smirk when he gets.
Which one?
Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Calhoun, what is it that you get paid currently?
Senator, that's.
You see that little like? Well, he's like a little. He was like.
In our proxy documents, in each of the years that I've been employed.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's a big number, sir.
Well, let me help you
out. It's a big number, sir.
It's 32.8 million this
damn.
Year.
Damn!
Yes, it does.
That's a 45% increase over last year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
I get paid to run the Boeing company.
Yeah.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Dude, that dude is dumb.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
I get paid to run the Boeing. Can you ISO that? I really like that. What do you get paid to do exactly? It's like
best thing to ever happen to the internet.
Yes, it does.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
I get paid to run the Boeing company.
Yeah. So just help me understand that. I mean, do you get paid for transparency? Is that one of the metrics for your income?
I think the board counts on me for transparency.
Really? Because you're under investigation for falsifying 787 inspection records. The Boeing's under criminal investigation for the Alaska Airlines flight. You were investigated by DOJ for criminal conspiracy to defraud the FAA. This is all in your tenure. This doesn't sound like a lot of transparency to me. What about safety? Is that a component of your salary?
It sure is, Senator.
You know, have you seen the reports that
so fucking stupid.
The subcontractor that you used to make that door piece that fell out of the sky,
the door piece?
The FAA went and toured the facility. They found one door seal being lubricated with Dawn liquid dish soap and cleaned with a wet cheesecloth. And another was being checked with a hotel room key card. Does that sound like safety to you?
Senator,
that's a good question. But
relationship with that particular,
I'm not going to comment at all.
That makes sense.
But what he just said is not as unreasonable as it sounds. Actually, it might sound bad, but I'll let him continue.
Our supplier has been well documented, reviewed by the FAA, and most certainly us. And I'm very intent on acquiring that company so that none of that ever happens.
You know, the FAA also says that Boeing still has not implemented the recommended steps back from 2019 and 2020 after the MAX crashes. You still have not taken the appropriate safety.
I just want to let you know, sir. Now, those planes crashed. They descended
yeah.
and crashed.
Those planes fell out of the sky.
Those planes fell.
Well,
they stalled.
They what they did was they went nosedive like fast.
Yeah. They were falling out of the sky.
Correct.
What happened the other day, Mr. Josh Howley, representative.
Howley?
Josh Howley from Missouri. That flight did not fall from the sky. It descended too far. That's all that happened.
I think he's talking about the crashes.
Not in the other video. The other view, he was stating that flight from Vegas to Oklahoma, it was falling from the sky. Unless it was clipped.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Implemented what they recommended. I mean, how if safety is a component of your $33 million compensation package, I mean, how can you possibly qualify for any of this? What about quality? Is quality part of your compensation package?
Senator, I meet with the FAA pretty regularly.
Answer the fucking question.
I don't know anything back, and I'm not aware of anything. That's
what we do. We just fucking beat around the bush around questions, and then we never give you the answer that you want.
100%.
But
hold on, playback device.
Yo,
Roadcaster. When did he make that comment?
Which one?
In each of the years that I've been employed.
Which one?
Yeah, but what is it?
Oh, it's a big number, sir.
Well, let me help you out. It's $32.8 million this year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
That's a 45% increase over last year. Does that sound right?
What is exactly what you do?
What is it you get paid to do?
Are we doing it live?
Wait.
Yes, it does.
There we go.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Oh, I love it.
But did you hear about, since we're on the topic of Boeing right now?
We're on the general topic of aviation.
Did you hear about
Terry? Because Terry, didn't you hear?
What's that?
Our mascot is an aviation picture. Sorry, what were you gonna say? I'm hot.
Our mascot is a
rocket.
A rocket.
That we've never seen.
No. Did you hear about those problems with the Starliner at the ISS? It's like stuck.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Yeah, I love the Starliner.
Yeah.
I'm a big NASA science rocket fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're working through some stuff before they can bring it back, I think. Yeah.
I think there's something wrong with the Starliner.
Pull up.
Starliner.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Dude. You are a fucking god. That's a great clip.
It is, isn't it?
That's a great one.
It was 6 hours ago. Astronauts stranded in space due to multiple issues with Boeing Starliner, and the window of their return flight is closing. NASA and Boeing engineers are troubleshooting various faults in the Starliner spacecraft, but they're only 45 days.
Wait. If they don't come down in a certain time, they have to just like...
Chill.
But... Can they come back eventually? Or do they not? Are they not able to actually?
Do they have to
like jettison the Starliner and launch it off into space to throw it away?
Maybe.
And come down another way? That's insane.
But there are only 45 days of docking time available. The window for returning is closing. Two NASA astronauts who rode.
Sonny and Butch.
Who rode to orbit. On the Boeing Starliner are currently stranded in space aboard the International Space Station.
I gotta pull up a clip of this.
After engineers discover numerous issues with the Boeing Starcraft, teams are on the ground are now racing to assess Starliner status. Astronaut Butch, Sonny, were originally scheduled to return on June 13th after a week on the ISS. Their stay has been extended for a second time due to the ongoing issues. The astronauts will return home sooner than June 26th, according to NASA. After years of delay, Boeing, whatever. Let's see. Now, to give engineers time to troubleshoot the faults, NASA has announced it will push back the perilous return flight.
Perilous? Oh, no.
Perilous? Is that how you spell perilous?
On today's episode.
Go ahead.
Is it?
What?
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Delays continue for the Boeing Starliner.
Never me talking.
Mars sample return goes back to the drawing board.
Voyager 1 is alive, and Stoke Space makes a new engine breakthrough.
The Space
Race. Boeing Starliner, a spacecraft.
Long road home.
Space Force!
Craft that
I don't have it available fast.
Play it. If we talk about science and space and ship, you gotta play it.
You gotta, like, give me more fucking time.
Space Force!
Just Space Force!
What did we talk about today?
Space Force!
Hell yeah! Let's fucking rip it. Infamous all this boring shit.
Launch delays has now begun to experience landing delays.
Yay!
The latest update is that Starliner will return home from...
It's absolutely true.
I just gotta make a comment. It is much more terrifying to be stuck in space, like waiting to come back, than stuck on the ground waiting to go up. Like,
yes.
Imagine you're in space and something actually is wrong and they truly can't come back. Like, what do you do?
This.
You just stuck?
That you do this.
Oh, there's no winning.
No.
We don't like to foster a competitive atmosphere, but we laugh a lot. Yeah. Now everyone hug and share a secret.
That's what they're doing up there, hugging and sharing secrets.
And then we do this, too.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
From the ISS, with astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny...
Butch Wilmore.
Butch.
Williams, no earlier than June 26th.
No earlier.
Wait, I just want to say that when you hear the name Butch Wilmore, it sounds like somebody would say this.
What is it you get paid to do, exactly?
That sounds like a Butch Wilmore thing to say.
In this.
Best thing to ever happen to the internet.
No more. It's like this.
Yeah.
The crew's original departure date had been set for June 13th, which was then delayed to the 18th, then the 22nd, and now we have the current date, which was set by NASA and Boeing at a press conference on Tuesday. Officials report that Starliner can spend a maximum of 45 days docked to the ISS in its current state.
Why?
This delayed Starliner's approach to the ISS docking module by over an hour, as five of the ship's thrusters were offline various phases of the maneuvering procedure.
Oh, no.
This issue would have prevented Starliner from successfully docking. However, Boeing engineers were able to get four of the problematic thrusters back online to complete the mission.
That's crazy.
So what's going on? Well, Starliner did experience some additional systems malfunctions on its journey from the Earth to the ISS, the most troubling of which would be the intermittent failure of some reaction control thrusters. This delayed Starliner's approach to the ISS docking module
This is how they checked it, Mike. Remember what you were telling me?
With that, Dawn dish soap?
That Dawn dish soap and a wet cheesecloth and a credit card.
Credit card, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then also... visually inspecting it by touching it with your hands and praying for it actually holds together.
Correct.
As five of the ship's thrusters were offline during various phases of the maneuvering procedure.
This issue would have prevented
Starliner from successfully docking. However, Boeing engineers were able to get...
That's not Boeing engineers. That's fucking strategic command. What do they call
it? That's Capcom.
That's Mission Control.
Yeah, that's Mission Control. Yeah, that's not
Boeing. That's NASA. Me and Terry been to NASA.
Yeah, I've been there.
Shout out to Terry and shout out to me. Shout out to NASA.
Shout out to everybody.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Woo.
Is that our slogan now? Shout out.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to you.
The problematic thrusters back online.
Yo, I've been there!
Now, it's worth noting that during Starliner's second uncrewed test flight, which was in 2022, the same thrusters in the same location also had issues.
And
NASA's commercial crew program manager, Steve Stitch, said
Steve Stitch!
We don't understand.
Yo, that guy looks,
what a baller name.
That guy looks...
I like that guy.
That guy has a goofy smile.
...and quite why they're happening. The reason given that a thruster issue was able to be solved from the ground was that this is not necessarily a hardware problem, it's a software problem.
Oh!
The computer on board is reading the thrusters as performing...
Hard reset.
...coming out of spec and...
Turn it off and back on again.
...then shutting them down.
What you need to play is a clip called... it's called Windows. Windows Space Force Netflix. Pull it up.
Windows Space Force Netflix?
Yeah, just type those three words. Three words.
This?
Yeah, just play the first one. This is what happened to them.
And recalculate the new thruster data and relay it to...
Just pause it for a second. This is what happened to Boeing when they launched this up there.
Immediately in sunset.
Okay, roger that, Doctor. Fuck!
What's wrong?
Seriously?
I like him from Silicon Valley, the show on HBO.
Yeah.
Jin Yang. Who's his name in that show?
Auto updating now?
General, I won't be able to calculate the right data for the satellite for 49 minutes.
How long till impact?
11 minutes and 44 seconds.
That person's trans.
Fuck Microsoft!
That's what happened.
I don't think that's what happened.
Why not?
Abundance of caution. Apparently too cautious, however, which is not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to spaceflight. In addition to that weirdness, Starliner also experienced some more problems with helium gas leakage. The new leaks were still being detected after the Starliner.
That's not good. It's not good.
It's not good, folks.
It's not good. They're getting thrown around up there.
Don't go into space until you're ready. That's the moral of the story.
How do you know if you're ready to go into space? That's the real question. How do you prepare yourself to go into a gravity-less entity that has no?
You know how you're ready? If you're on a SpaceX rocket.
Where are you going? I got my fucking binder. Binder? Like your booklet? I'm gonna play random sound effects.
100 frickin' percent.
That's who I am. That's a good one.
I do believe.
Ooh, he does believe. Yo, what do you do, Mike?
I do believe.
Ah.
I do believe.
Yep, that's what you do.
Are you gonna get all jitty when I fucking put this on there?
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Oh. Fuck yeah.
You're going to be jitty, huh?
Yeah, because what I'm going to say is when we talk about random people.
You're going to be like this?
And then it'll be like.
That's what you're going to do?
I'm going to do that. And then.
I need like a fast and short farting noise.
Oh, dude.
That's what I need.
Okay, hold on. Since you're talking about farting.
I do need that.
Okay, hold on. We're going to sneak a video in there. Go to my videos that I sent you.
Which one? Instagram Reels downloader video. One, two, three.
No. Can you pull it up? Can you give me a picture frame by frame?
So stupid.
Either the man.
Okay. Oh, this one?
The fat man or the guy up in the window.
Okay, we'll do this one.
Yeah.
It's a minute and 40. So this is a quick deviation.
Oh, yeah. This is a quick deviation. It's like 2 minutes.
He's really red. Is that real?
That's not fake.
His smile. Oh no. That's so clever. That's really smart. Get the echo. Yeah, nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
No way did it stop that.
That was work. It was okay. How are you?
Oh, he's going to do some jump maneuver and fart. What?
I actually have no other option but to pop this home, so I'm gonna get it right now.
I'm Max, and this is me before the Boston Marathon.
They ran out of toilet paper. Did you see this? I'm at mile 14.
You know what he should have done? He should have really modulated what he ate before. You never want to be in a situation like that.
Can you go back? I just want to let you know, Mike. I just saw it said it was a whole like
I've seen a video
Instagram reel like a whole Instagram page just dedicated to fart compilations.
Yeah.
So well, I did it for you.
And this is me.
I was gonna say I've seen. Was it you who showed it to me, or just like people who are running marathons and like literally shit their pants, and it's like brown running down their legs
as they're finishing the marathon?
Before the Boston Marathon,
they ran out of toilet paper. Did you see this? I'm at mile 14.
Oh yeah, he's really sweating. Mile 14, that's rough, dude. You're sweating like crazy. Just fuck it. Just pull your pants up and just swish that shit around back there.
That's gross.
Let the sweat clean it up.
Actually, if you're wearing shorts, you might as well just like. I think if you're wearing a liner.
Yeah, liner I could hold.
I would rip that liner out and start wiping my ass with it. Just going to let you know.
I don't know what I'd do in that situation.
I think if I was wearing a liner, I'll rip some of the liner that's on the like towards my leg.
And try to get the bulk of it out.
And try to get like most.
Here's some chicks making coffee. Oh. Wait, did the mom do that? And they're like, ew.
Yeah, the mom did.
Dude, these people are fucking weird. Shitting in the bowls? Stupid. Oh my god.
That's a weird ass laugh.
I like that laugh.
I have to.
What it. What? Dude, that's me. That's so me. Just chilling and letting it ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has great skin.
It's a filter.
Oh. Looks like good skin. I don't know
it's
what.
It's a filter.
I don't know about social media.
It's a filter.
I'm deceived. Oh, his beard, too.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
There's more. I got like three compilations of fart videos.
All right, I kind
of
want him now.
Okay.
Which one is it? This one?
Yeah. And the one above it afterwards. Oh, that's not it. Sorry. I misled you.
Well?
It's one of the ones. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's one of the ones. Good. Good. Thanks for that information.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Really appreciate that. Baby farting?
No, that one's a goodie though.
Which one? This one?
I want to say it's the left one.
First one?
The first one is farting for sure.
Okay, got it. It's hot in here.
It's not warm.
Ooh, an elevator is a good choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at lots of echo. Wait, is he just like doing, just like you take a picture every day, he's farting in the elevator every day and like taking a compilation?
Yeah.
What a fucking loser. Oh. I like it, doesn't care if people are in there with him. Oh. Oh. Oh, don't push. Why are they doing it like close to the mirror?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
There's no reason to do that. Oh, she thought it was like a nice cute picture and he farted on her. That's great.
Wait, I didn't download that one. Shit.
So she's just still checking her hair in the mirror and the lady in the stall fucking shits her brains out. Oh. Oh.
I found out which one it is. It's the one in the between F1 and the chocolate. That one.
This one?
Yeah, that's that one. Those are all my farting compilations. So this is all you get.
Oh, that's hilarious. You fart when she's on the Zoom call?
Yeah.
What's on it?
Oh, this one's a goodie.
Okay.
What's on it?
What was that? I said, pull my finger.
Oh. Wait. Dude, why are his shorts still on? That's like he's fucking shitting himself.
It could be like someone doing this, you know, putting your hands to your, you know, like.
If any of these are faked, I'm gonna be pissed. If you're not really farting, this is bullshit.
I don't know if that, it could be.
Now I have to shit.
Oh,
That's not real.
That wasn't real.
Dude, that's where I'm at home, dude. In the bathroom, in the public restroom with other dudes, like we're going through it. Like they're going through it and you're going through it and you like have that camaraderie. Hell yeah.
Yeah, go back.
Why is he holding his mouth?
He's trying not to laugh.
Yeah. I mean, don't push too hard there, buddy. You gotta take it easy without pushing, man.
So hold on. I think I can link you. I'll link you to the fart compilation site. It's called Fart Vibes.
Fart Vibes.
You want me to send it through Keat?
Sure. Hold on, I gotta open it.
You like a little twerp?
Quirky.
I have it on my phone now. Do you have it open?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
That's the wrong one, brother.
I clicked a second too soon.
Go to and then
this?
Yeah, go to Fart Vibes. Hope it doesn't make you sign in.
It will. Damn. Oh, you gotta send me individual links.
I'm not signing on my phone.
Oh, woo.
I'm signing on my phone now. Fart Vibes.
Mr. Fart Vibes.
It's called Fart Vibes.
That's the name of this, whatever.
Fart Vibes.
Wait, why don't I just pull up this?
What? Like a fart compilation on YouTube? Why haven't we thought about this?
I don't know. That's a great point. Oh, this has got to be the guy that you did. This guy with the people walk by.
Oh yeah, he's popular.
Oh. Dude, wait. Look at the girl in the red dress. Okay. She's like loving it. She loves it.
That's the girl right there, man. That's the girl.
That girl doesn't like it at all.
She's appalled.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the barbecue.
Are you kidding me?
This is 40 minutes, Mikey. I don't understand. Like,
I'm not gonna watch it.
I don't understand why.
I didn't know it's 40 minutes though.
I don't understand why people are appalled about people farting in public.
It's gross.
How?
I don't know, it's nasty.
Like burping or farting is
gross.
Appalling to people.
Yeah.
Wingardium Leviosa.
That's so delicate. Oh, what? Oh.
Dude, that was reverberating really well.
A dog. It's a dog. The dog.
Dude. Her face was like. Ooh, that's a wetty.
Ooh. Like chicks in tank tops and yoga pants.
He's probably in California.
Okay.
Most people think it's funny.
Yeah, of course, because it is.
Yeah. Who's... That's what I'm saying. Like, farts are funny.
Tornado.
Oh.
Okay, I better not move.
Yeah. Central Park or some shit?
Probably, yeah. Like, you're just soaking in that air, man. You're just wifting. You're just, like, all up in your
okay,
mouth.
Okay, prairie dog coming through. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Running by him.
Do that girl's face in the red, man.
And he sits down. They can't go
Dude,
anywhere.
Dude, that mom is not happy.
They're so
the kids are funny. The kids are laughing.
He had more.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That is not good. Oh, my. Wow.
Do you think this guy?
Oh my!
Do you think this guy has colonoscopy fartorama?
Hi.
Can you pause this?
Oh, that's not gonna be good.
I just want you to know we are fucked up. We are fucked up.
Okay.
We are fucked up. Oh.
Oh my God!
Sorry, yeah.
Huh? I'm glad you came up.
Came on. Did good.
This is the grandma. Get a grandma.
And you paid him to do it. Yeah. He didn't take it from you. You paid him to do it, honey. Are you proud?
Go to the peaks, man. In the film, go to the peaks. The peaks are the ones that are the best ones. That one's a goodie. I played this one before.
My butthole hurts. Listen.
Yeah, you might make a mess.
That was like a thumper.
These are kind of quiet.
Yeah.
If you post that on Facebook, you're dead.
Facebook.
Oh, it's bubbling down
oh,
there.
Oh, God.
That was bubbling. Oh, no. Farting compilation 3.0. Go up. Go up, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude.
Welcome back to another video. If you haven't already.
Please just take a minute out of your day to listen to this. Thank you.
Don't take. Remember the one time
he
kicked?
No,
pop it. Pop it. Pop it.
Oh. Now
right
That's me.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. I don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Bro, that is so not cool. You go, girl. Give it all you've got.
I don't like this dude, like, commentating over it.
Yeah, that's because you wanted the fucking stupid one. I'm gonna mark up my video with cool little fucking
emojis,
smiles, and fucking bars. Like, yeah, fuck you.
It makes you clip.
Joe Biden farts. No, that's not real.
Oh, it's definitely not. It's just a, oh. Why is he sniffing her
yeah,
hair?
Yeah, it's creepy. To look at her, she's like, get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck away from me.
He just, ew, he tried to kiss her
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So much.
What are you trying to do? Marry, like, kiss her? Why does he smell people's hair?
Yeah, it's weird.
What is wrong with this guy?
Weird. Yeah, it's strange. No good.
It's a weird person.
Oh, I should not be doing this when I'm logged in. I'm gonna get too many recommended videos now. Damn it.
Yeah. Wait, go up.
I mean, this has got to be a big one.
Does she
see,
even pulls at the...
If
this
a girl
is the one
like
we
this,
just saw. This is the one that we just
if
saw.
If a girl like this is doing it, this is more mainstream than you think.
Yeah.
We didn't see this.
Yeah, we did.
And a farting into a tube like this?
Maybe I miss...
That is a great one. The echoey bathroom is excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's excellent.
Dude, I think when people will listen to this episode,
they're like, what the
fuck? They're
going
to be like, what the fuck are we doing? We spent 20 minutes listening to fart sounds. Oh!
Oh,
he really got
closed on.
He really got the end of
it. Here it is. More people farting in their sleep. The most in-demand content on TikTok. It's from an app that records people's sleep talks.
I'm really sorry.
What? Records your sleep?
Sleep talks.
What's a sleep talk?
Like if you... I don't know. Probably when you...
Wait, people like want to record their nighttime like funny moments for more content, and so they like set it up to record them at night.
Or it's like if they hear a sound, it starts.
It records
record,
it. That's fucked.
And
up.
Then it like says stuff like in your dreams or something.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh man. That is fucking disgusting. You dirty bitch.
You dirty bitch.
Farting in the tub, too.
Oh, have you done that?
Oh, in the toilet.
Did you remember when you were a kid and you used to do that? You would fart in the water. Do you ever do that as a kid?
Yeah, I remember.
I remember doing that as a kid. Like when you were taking baths, you had to fart. You farted and it like sounded so cool, and you got the bubbles coming up, and then it kind of stank. They were farting in the shower. It smells real nasty. It's like hot. Your reaction is so good right there.
Yeah. You ever fart in the...
I don't do it that often because it's so gnarly. But, oh, dude, sometimes, like lately.
It's so fucking hot in here. Why do they smell so bad?
Why does what smell so bad?
Your farts.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
Why do they smell so bad?
Yeah, man.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You're saying that when you take a like when you fart in the shower while you're taking a shower, you say they smell.
Because it's like hot and steamy in there. What do you mean? No?
Are you saying that it's like it's sweaty?
Yeah.
Like down there, and that's why...
No, it's... You fart, and it's wet. You're covered in water.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit sloppy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the air is hot and steamy, which means you're going to get shit smell in all that hot, steamy air. It's all around you. I mean,
I farted in the shower before and it doesn't smell.
Sometimes, if it's not a nasty fart.
But are you saying that you have nasty farts?
Sometimes.
Is it just depends on what you eat?
Yeah.
Dude,
have you ever been in the shower and like and you had to shit and you knew it was going to be like a runny one and it was coming hard and fast, dude, and you were in the shower soaking wet?
Yeah.
You like get out, drive as much as you can quickly, yeah, and you go and you launch.
Dude,
I've done that before. Have you? One day I was getting up for work and I was showering. I was like, I think I'm going to take a shit this morning before I go to work. Because it was, I could feel it.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's not quite ready. So I want to take a shower so I can still get out of the house in the same amount of time. But it was like halfway through my shower. I was like, oh no. I like bolted
out
of there.
Have you ever, like when you farted while you're taking a shower, like you just finished
cleaning yourself.
Like, yeah. Like putting soap, lathering yourself. And then like farted, but you think that it was coming out, but it felt like a shit that you nugget in the
shower.
I've
never in the shower had ever where I thought I was shitting myself.
I have.
I haven't. It's surprisingly, I haven't.
Dude, just talking about taking a shit is I have to take a shit.
Hell yeah.
Like right now, I might have to take a poo.
I'll sit down.
You want to sit down with me?
Yeah, dog.
Do you want to FaceTime each other?
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
We don't get paid. This is free. This is free content. Mike doesn't want ads.
What is it you get paid?
Should we invest?
What?
We should invest in some. Oh my god,
it's hot.
It's not warm, dude.
Oh, you know what's hot? Yo, check this out.
Okay,
these motherfuckers are crazy.
Who
are the fucking people in Saudi Arabia?
Are you talking about Saudi Drifters?
No, check this out.
I'm stuck here for a little bit. Yeah. The fuck? That's a lot of people.
Do you know about like Muslims' journey to Mecca? Their religious.
Yeah, I know what Mecca is. Yeah, so a little bit. I don't know a lot, but I know
In Muslim like religion, you have to like go to Mecca, make a journey to Mecca, like once in your life or every year or something. It's this like big block in Saudi Arabia you gotta go to, but it's like hot as fuck right there right now, and like people are dying hella quick going there.
How hot is it?
Here, hold on. This is a shitty video. Come on. Mount Arafat, Saudi Arabia. This is where Mecca they go.
That's Mecca?
Yeah. It's a big... They'll show it here in a second.
Is it just a big religious thing?
Just watch. They have like cooling things set up now because it's the people are dying. Like 1,000 people died or something crazy. بلغت حالات الإجهاد الحراري في المشاعر حتى هذه اللحظة 151 حالة. Oh, fuck it. Well, I want English.
I don't know what you said.
CBS Chicago, give it to me.
The death toll from this.
This is it. That's Mecca, that big ass box.
What?
They make a journey to this box. This big stone pillar thingy.
What is Mecca?
It's like a Muslim religious site.
It's a just this big...
It's like a holy site. Yeah, they have to go there. Watch.
Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia has ballooned dramatically to over 250, many of the victims from heat stroke. The official total so far only includes citizens of Indonesia, Jordan, Tunisia...
They walk in circles?
Iran, and it is expected to rise further once the Saudi and Egyptian foreign ministries release figures for their citizens. The Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam, and every Muslim who's able to require to make the journey to the city of Mecca at least once in their lifetime.
Yeah, so they're like, if you're a Muslim, you have to go there once in your life. And it's hot as fuck right there right now. And so everyone going this year is like dying. Not everyone, but like 1,000 people died.
A lot of people are dying.
1,000 people died from heat stroke or some shit. Crazy.
That is intense.
Yeah, so if you think it's hot here, you don't fucking know what the fuck you're talking about.
What the fuck is going on?
How hot is it? I wonder. Does it say? I wonder if it says.
Well, where it is?
I know where it is.
Well, then, if you know where it is, then you know where it is.
Mount Arafat. It is. Mount Arafat.
Mount Arafat?
Temperature, yeah, yeah. Temperature.
Mount Arafat. It's 93 right now.
Smell of the night.
Okay.
If it's that hot in the middle of the night, that's fucking crazy. Oh.
Hundreds of thousands of
Muslims. It's today's weather was... Today's weather is pretty.
Here's the comment. Ask Allah to cool it down a little. That's fucking crazy.
It's 112 as the high for Damn. Tomorrow, and it's 85 right now.
Yeah, it's probably been in the 100 and teens for this shit.
100 and teens.
Which is crazy.
Daily. Let's see what it says daily. So, yeah, 112, 113, 112, 109, 108, 111. Friday next week is supposed to be 115. It's supposed to be 115. Holy shit.
And you're out in the middle. I think you're out not with a lot of cover too. So you're kind of fucked.
Dude, that's... I'm not going there ever.
And they're wearing these fucking like big ass like clothes. Like they're cooking in their clothes. I mean, it's white, so it's not as bad as like dark colors.
Well, it's
colors,
like reflecting, but still woo! Not reflecting enough.
I mean, imagine, dude. Imagine that. It's crazy. Why not go when it's not so hot?
Maybe
I wonder if you can go in the winter time.
Maybe it's the time of year that you have to do it in. Maybe the journey is to do it in the hot weather, not to just do it whenever you feel like it.
There you go. Summer solstice, strawberry moon arrives tonight.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a new prompt. What should I type? Summer, strawberry moon?
Strawberry moon.
Summer solstice?
No, just strawberry moon.
Just strawberry moon?
Yeah. Summer solstice, strawberry moon.
Summer solstice.
Sounds like a new music video.
That's it? Four words? I gotta have more.
What do you mean more?
More than four words.
What do you mean more than four words?
We've been kicking it, bro. We've been putting lots of words.
You're talking about like a... farting.
Fart? No.
Space. Space!
Summer solstice, strawberry moon in space. With aliens?
no people.
Oh, good point.
Asteroids.
In space with asteroids and rockets?
Yeah, always a rocket.
We have to do everything with rockets.
Everything with a rocket.
I'm going to make this first picture our fucking art for the episode. With the on the beach, that's a fucking nice-ass picture.
Yeah, it is.
By the way, that's it fucking is. Clean. Like my butt. Because I washed it this morning. Do you ever like... Oh, no, never mind. I'm not going to do it.
What's it?
We've talked about farts and shits enough this episode.
Yeah, go ahead. Let it rip.
No.
No, what were you going to say? Last time we talked about this for a little bit.
Have you ever...
I said it for a little bit.
Have you ever like showered and then immediately had to shit and then shit and been like, fuck, now I'm all dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
That was it?
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
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 Can you play that new clip that you made today?
The new clip that I made?
Yep. New clip for me, please.
The short one?
Yeah.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
I love that clip.
Mike.
What is it you get paid to do?
What?
Fart?
What?
Talk about farts? I like the ending because it's like very...
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
Exactly. 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 Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Terry.
Shout out to me, man.
That's great.
What do you do?
What?
What do you do?
What do you mean?
Play.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
What is it? That's why every time I say, what is it?
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
I'll put it on the board for you.
Thank you.
I don't know what the summer. Oh, you know what? You know what's been pissing me off lately?
Stars.
So the past couple days, maybe this past week.
Yeah.
Some fucking jackass in my neighborhood is launching like fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing it to fuck people over. Because it's not July 4th yet. So uh-huh. Fuck you, by the
but
way.
But it's close. It's
getting
there.
So fuck you, by the way. Secondly, it's like I go to bed pretty early to wake up early.
Yeah.
And like I go to sleep and it's like I'm sleeping for like an hour and all I hear is boom and the whole fucking neighborhood shakes and it just won. It's like, dude, at night and then just after I got off work today, before you arrived while I was working, one guy launched like a crackly boy hella loud and it scared the fuck out of me. And then another guy, I was out in the garage and some guy let off another boom and I was like, it literally made me jump, dude. Like, who are these assholes? Do people in your neighborhood blow shit up like this early?
Not really, no.
Yeah. Tell them to go fucking shut up.
Yeah, no. Not really.
What?
Not really, no.
They don't?
No.
They don't normally in my neighborhood either, but like this year, they just like randomly. The other night, some guy was just putting shit off, and I was like trying to sleep. It's like, dude.
You think that's annoying?
I get fucked over on 4th of July every year, and I can never sleep. And then you're going to fuck me over a week or two before the holiday with the same old shit? Really, motherfucker? You can't just do it when it's fucking time?
Do you think that...
It's hot.
It's not warm, dog. Do you think...
Yes.
That... That 4th of July is kind of... I'm not saying, like, it's cool that we celebrate it and everything like that.
I don't.
But do you, now I literally it's, now don't. It's now it's going towards like drones now.
Oh, like drone shows instead of firework shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, at like those big ass shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've seen them.
It's more or less firework shows. I think firework shows are stupid.
They're not for me either. I don't get the whole like it's like oh like, it's pretty, oh lights, yay. Like that's not for me.
I don't mind it.
The fact that it costs how much money it costs to do that big ass show, like I just don't get that.
Yeah.
Like I can sit there and watch it and everyone's like enjoying it and I'm just like I could totally not be here right now.
I think there's a YouTube video of a guy making like the world's biggest mortar. Look it up. Type in like world's biggest mortar.
That picture is not ideal.
What?
The picture I'm getting is not ideal. What do you say?
Let me see.
What do I type in?
In YouTube.
What?
Oh, the world's biggest mortar.
The world's biggest?
Like firework mortar. You ever seen this fucking thing? It's huge.
Mortar.
I was talking to a friend.
Biggest firework shell ever?
No, not show. Just mortar.
Shell.
Oh, biggest shell. Firework shell. Yeah. Because they're called shells.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you just put that in your email, by the way.
Suck a dick.
You just put that in your tab.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
There's like when I do that, do you hear like you in there like
yeah I know. Which one is it? This one? Come on.
I don't know which one it is.
This one?
It had it been launched like somewhere else.
Whoa! That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Go back. I think it says right there that the little short one.
What?
The world's largest firework turns the night sky into day for one. Yeah, I think it's this one.
Dud.
Whoa.
That was a hard delay on the sound wave there.
Wait, go back. Go back. No. Like, out of it. Go to one of those shorts. Maybe it'll give you a better perspective.
Oh, wait a second. What's going on?
That's stars. Up there.
Dude, yo.
Whoa. Hey, how about that, guys?
2,800
pounds.
That's insane.
Weight.
So almost 3,000 pounds.
So that's the one. It's not a nuke.
What about
it's a
that?
Firework.
What about the next one over?
This one?
Yeah.
This one?
No.
This one?
Yeah. It's kind of.
It's the same one.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, something that comes down a little bit and then it blows up.
That's the popping noise coming from. Dude, that's intense. Just imagine you're sleeping and then all of a sudden that went off.
Well, they're out in the middle of nowhere for that. Yeah. Oh, Terry. oh my God, this picture is kind of cool.
Which one?
Yo.
The one that we said?
So this is, I typed summer solstice, strawberry moon in space with asteroids and rockets.
Okay.
It's kind of creepy too. The fuck is this
what
guy?
What the fuck is that?
We got a person though.
Isn't that kind of cool?
I kind of like that.
It's like a weird, it's weird because you get the Earth with an astronaut.
This is a strawberry, Terry. His face is a strawberry. Look, that's what it's doing. Seriously.
Dude, I like it. It's creepy.
It's creepy.
Album art?
It's like Earth, a big ass planet behind Earth, and then a little ass moon orbiting the planet.
Yeah.
How does it come with this astronaut person?
It's actually a really good astronaut. And there's like a little bit of sun, like a glare.
Oh, yeah. Right behind him. I like that.
It's a black hole.
I'll save it. I really want to use my rocket one, though.
We can use both of them.
Not for the same episode.
No, different ones.
Just bookmark it.
And why not? That's good.
Creepy astronaut strawberry.
It is pretty weird, though.
Yeah. I don't like that one. I mean, I like it, but it's extra.
That's weird. But yeah, I think fireworks are cool and all, but I remember when I used to buy them a lot, and now I don't anymore. That's just because I think they're cool, but they're...
I hate when people launch them off in my neighborhood on weeknights at like 10 p.m. That's what I fucking hate.
The thing is that's what I fucking hate. They start selling them so early. They start selling them like in June. So early. And then the only place you can really buy them is off the res.
What?
Yeah. The only place you can buy them is off the res.
What do you do for...
What exactly is it you get paid to do?
What is that exactly thing you get paid to do?
Oh, this is a cool angle, though.
Yes.
A drone angle just chilling over the top. That's cool.
An aerial fireworks show. That's really loud. Largest aerial fireworks show. Attempt. The firework must be produced and launched by a professional enterprise. That is whatever it just said. The fireworks... do not successfully burst in the sky. Attempt is disqualified. Ooh.
That's cool. The effect with it falling down and then the one going up the middle looks like a dick.
It's a rectinitis.
Bubble.
I like how we're saying we don't like fireworks and we're watching some fireworks now.
I think it's crazy, to be honest, is that
that's cool where it's like that big, though. It's like, this is kind of cool because it's like over the top. It's like the normal ones are fucking stupid.
The thing is, it's really funny that they let every so often, every year around June and New Year's Eve, they allow civilians to buy mini explosives. That's pretty much what they are. They're just mini explosives. Are they not?
Yeah. This is in Saudi Arabia.
Like, even Pop Rocks. Not Pop Rocks. What are those little poppets?
Poppets.
Those are like mini explosives.
You just slam them on the ground, those ones?
Yeah. But the reaction of hit, if it's, what is it, like the inertia of hitting the ground makes it explode?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A portal to hell at an aluminum... Ooh, let's watch it. Dude. Oh, God. A portal to hell. Oh, my God. Run. Run, everybody. Run.
What happened?
A leak. A hydraulic leak.
Oh, and on the hot metal or something.
What are you trying to grab? Are you trying to grab your phone? This dude ran for his phone.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, there's the fire suppression coming on, or what is it? No, it's just burning.
It's just burning.
Oh my God. Oh. It burned the whole warehouse that fast.
Oh,
instantly caught on fire.
45 seconds.
Wow.
Less than 45 seconds. This place was
holy shit.
Up in flames.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Dude, how quickly it caught the ceiling and it started to collapse was so fast.
Yeah, that must have been
so
hot. Insane.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hydraulic leak onto like hot metal or something.
And yeah, then can we watch it again?
Really?
I just want to watch. If you watch the top, hydraulic leak, like it explodes.
Yeah.
Then it's so hot over there.
Yeah.
And then it just catches on fire. I like how these guys.
It's shooting it at the ceiling. That's why it caught so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. His phone, is that what he went for?
That's what he went for. He went for his phone.
He's got to call the ambulance.
Or 911. I would start running.
Police.
Dude, I would have been already running. I wouldn't give a fuck about my phone.
I would have grabbed a fire extinguisher and tried to put it out.
Yeah, you'd be in there having flames all falling all over
factory
you.
Factory owner, I want a camera that can withstand the nuclear blast. CCTV technician, say no more. The boss, before he left for the day, don't burn the place down. 20 minutes later.
Burns the place.
If dude grabbed his phone 5 seconds later, he'd be McNugget right now.
Potential employers. So what happened at your last job?
That's crazy.
That's insane how quick it went up. Yeah. Dude, Benson gonna kill us. Boss, I told you to not call me unless the place is on fire. Steve, well.
My phone. 5 seconds to being liquefied.
This man was 3 seconds away from being absolutely destroyed. Everybody's giving him shit for going for his phone. Wait, I have to shut down the computer. Bob, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I won't be there in 15 seconds.
Damn.
Oh, wait. It says at 3 seconds, you can see the hydraulic line blow off the top of the machine. A geyser of hydraulic fluid starts spraying into the air. It's doing a great job of
aerosolizing
the hot oil. Moments later, the ignition fire initially burns. Damn, this dude just gave us a scientific fucking breakdown of this shit. This is actually the reason why we don't install flammable oil fountains on metal. That makes sense.
It's sad, really. They always were a hit at children's birthday parties. Their plans to make aluminum has been foiled.
That's a good pun.
I love the internet for shit like this.
Breaking news just in.
What happened?
FIA investigating FIA is investigating flight close to the ground. Breaking news 20 minutes ago.
Investigating a Southwest Airlines flight that dropped to just 525 feet.
Descended. Use the fucking word that's in the goddamn.
She's got to make it more wow factor.
For midnight on Wednesday, flight 4069 was 9 miles away from Oklahoma City's Will Rogers World Airport when it.
Will Rogers
if
World.
If you say fucking drop or falling from the sky. You and Holly can go fucking die.
Triggered a low altitude warning from air traffic
control. All right.
Our Carter Evans has the latest.
I take that back. That was a little.
Lana, imagine if you saw a plane flying this low in your neighborhood. We're in a spot near LAX where you can watch incoming planes flying just a couple of hundred feet overhead. And the FAA now confirms that a Southwest flight from Las Vegas dropped to about 500 feet above the ground on approach to Oklahoma City on Wednesday morning. Now, it was a big scare for people on the ground, and it also triggered a low altitude alert at air traffic control. They relayed that.
My statement back about them going to die. I really don't wish
basically saying, quote,
fatality
you guys
ill
doing
on
okay?
People.
Well, the plane pulled up and it landed safely. Southwest says it is cooperating with an FAA investigation, but this is the second.
They don't have a choice.
Low altitude incident for Southwest in recent months. Back in April, a Southwest flight approaching Hawaii plunged to about 400 feet above the Pacific Ocean before pilots pulled back up. That incident is also under investigation.
Damn.
Carter, I call that a stand-up. Thank you very much.
Whoa.
Shut
threw
up,
a pun
bitch.
In there.
That's not really news. We already knew that.
Whoa.
Orcas.
What's that? That's unbelievable.
Talented driver takes police on a wild chase.
Ooh. You ever watch
Why I Ran?
I left the house.
Do you ever, back in the day, watch Cops?
Yeah.
Or there was a show on Spike that I used to watch. It was like a
Bad Boys, Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do for you?
No, it was like a...
Sold some dope. You know, rolled through a stop sign.
What's that new show called?
I seen a cop a block over. He gets behind me. Sure enough, pulls me over.
Is this the guy who ran?
He comes up. Yeah. Tells me what I did. Asks for my license and insurance. Of course, I don't have them. I glance in my mirror. He's running my name. The nervous energy was overwhelming. I've got pistols.
Woo, woo.
I've got drugs. I've got to go.
What do you say?
I got guns and he's got drugs.
I've got pistols. I've got drugs.
Oh, my God.
I've got to go.
How is this guy not in jail?
I may be
what car is that?
If I can make the right moves.
It looks like a Mustang.
Yeah.
But I'm still not thinking, you know, you're going to get your ass in trouble for doing this.
Why not?
I don't think I have any idea, you know, where I'm trying to get to right now. I'm just trying to get away. Many emotions going through my mind right there. Am I going to hit this van? Am I going to hurt myself, someone else? That feeling of, you know, whatever's going to happen is what's going to happen. Honestly, I don't know what I was thinking.
Taft was driving the wrong way on roadways. He was doing U-turns in the middle of the intersections.
Why does every cop sound like that?
If they're driving the wrong way and hit somebody head on, in the state of Oklahoma, that's first degree murder.
If he kills them. Not if he just hits them.
When I first saw the helicopters, you know, I felt sick in my stomach.
Of a cat.
So it hit me on my passenger side, which spins me the opposite way.
He is not giving up. No.
Damn. This
is
unbelievable.
Determined to get away. And...
baller.
Car's still running. Why give up?
Wow.
I can't believe what's happening. So I continue. I just can't go anywhere.
No, they got him.
They got them.
There's cops surrounding my car.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
They I can't. Yanking from
live
both sides.
PD.
They jerked me so hard they pulled me out of my shoes.
Whatever it takes.
Oh, America's Dumbest Criminals?
We've got dogs. We've got radios.
Have you seen that show? That was a funny show. World's Wildest Police Videos. That's the show I used to watch.
I never watched it.
They're fun. I mean, you're going to get farting stuff now.
Paratrooper static line jump from C-17. Is this like why they all just go out at the same time?
Yeah, they all get just pushed out. Well, they run out.
Right.
But yeah.
They're just like in a line. Wait, no, they're getting it.
But they'll attach themselves to the line.
Oh, they all go out attached together?
Yeah, obviously you're going to see where the big hump is. That's where it's going to happen. Yeah, they all attach themselves to a rope line. Wow. And they all exit through a door.
The back door doesn't open up?
No, they go out through a door.
Oh. They're just holding on.
That guy.
It's like, I don't want to go. Dad, Mama, don't make me go. So they're all just going one by one. Okay, cool.
Well, then you see them come out.
Wee.
Oh, two doors. Wow. Two sides.
Oh, that's like in
those
video games where you would see like that you had a paratrooper drop that launched them.
That's
all.
How they.
That's cool looking.
That's how they teach you.
Don't be a bitch. Get out the plane.
Oh, dude. Oh my God.
They're too close.
Go back.
They're too close together. They're all gonna get tangled.
Watch like some dude hits some dude's parachute and like does a twirl.
That guy right there.
Right there. That dude's free falling. Yeah. That dude was free falling.
They're going out way too fast. Why don't they give him a little more space between? That's too much.
It's crazy that you can break your leg doing this too. That dude's getting dragged.
Yeah, people come in too fast, too hot. Yeah.
Yeah, if you come in too fast and too hot, you'll die. I think to be a paratrooper too is you have to like hit your mark. But there was a time where that person hit that thing and then just probably could have died. That's crazy, dude. Why are you listening to Titanic? My Heart Will Go On.
I was watching a bunch of covers of different songs and now I've got these recommended too. This chick is a good singer.
What's her name?
Benedetta Coretta.
That sounds like a stage name.
Angel.
My voice sounds like that too.
The end, the part where she goes like, "Hi, this is a banger. Check this out."
All right.
At the end, we should take a break to get food. After this,
I have to make enchiladas later tonight, so I probably want to get something big.
Okay.
Safe in my heart, baby.